Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Matthew 6, 28 and 29. Hi, I'm Rob West. Do you worry a lot about your finances, fretting over things you can't control? Wouldn't it be nice to just relax and trust God? Well, John Putnam joins us today to talk about trusting in God's provision. Then we have lots of great listener questions ahead, but we won't be taking your live calls today because this program is pre-recorded. This is Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. Well, it's always a pleasure to have my friend John Putnam back with us. John's a certified financial planner, a certified kingdom advisor, and founder of Smarter Stewardship, a marketplace ministry. John, great to have you back with us.
Rob, always good to hang with the cool people at Faith Fi.
Well, we love having you, my friend. Hey, as you well know, John, it's all too easy to worry about money, especially when the so-called experts talk about a looming recession. So how do you counsel folks who've fallen into that trap?
Well, Rob, you know, I grew up on a Black Angus cattle farm and a lot of fields, and we had hay every year, and we had these tall flowers that would grow. Now, if you looked at them from the highway, they're beautiful, but my dad called them a weed. But they would just grow and grow. They needed nothing to be that beautiful. And, you know, when I coach and I lead church workshops, I always want to remind believers about God's provision to us and the way these flowers grow to minimize worry, and, you know, how the Heavenly Father feeds them. And, you know, I love the scripture you shared, and, you know, you can't be anxious and add a single hour to your life and just think about the flowers and how they grow. And man, what I love about this picture and this scripture is that these flowers and these birds that scripture is talking about, they are not striving. Yeah. You know, I think of striving as being distracted by the moment that you are trying to create. And I think about flowers and birds that are thriving. I think about thriving as being present in the moment that God created.
Oh, I love that. So if that's our heart's desire, that we want to replace the struggle of striving, John, what does that look like?
Well, look, especially as we come into this season, we've got some particular opportunities. First off, think just about the testimony of being present, just being in that financial moment that God gives you. I mean, so often a theme that is counter to this is getting into debt. See, debt accelerates our provision for ourselves, yet at the same time it delays God's provision that He has planned for us. So just be present, and then be patient, that testimony of being patient. You know, guys, in the hustle and bustle of life, I love the idea of this picture that Jesus, He wasn't ever in a hurry, but He was always intentional to minister to those around Him. So this idea of being patient. And then finally, just this testimony of being generous. There is no better way to combat the struggle of striving and worldly worrying with the thriving by centering your attention on the needs of others. It's exactly what Jesus did.
That's so good, John. You know, as we think about this, it's really critical that we understand our role as stewards, isn't it?
No question about it. I mean, as stewards, you know, we get to enjoy the peacefulness that everything we have is provided by God. His money, His time, His opportunities, not ours. Now, look, we've got a part to play, Rob. You know that, but we've got to leave room for God to show up in the ways that He can and do His part in our money and in our life. And you may just be amazed.
I love that, John. We're about out of time. Sum this up for us.
I would just say replacing worry and striving with thriving. Focus on this holistic overall provision of where God has you and what God has given you, because God is too good and life is too special to let money hold you back.
Wow, that is powerful and something we all need to do. I'm talking to myself. It's great advice, John, and really appreciate
Thanks,
you Rob. Stopping by today, buddy.
Always a blessing.
That's certified Kingdom Advisor and certified financial planner, John Putnam. He's also founder of Smarter Stewardship. Now, folks, I want you to check it out today. You'll be blessed and encouraged and find a lot of practical help. SmarterStewardship.com. That's SmarterStewardship.com. Much more to come just around the corner, including your questions. Stay with us.
For your walk with Jesus, I'm David Wolin with Haven Today, inviting you to anchor your day in God's Word. If you live in the northern latitudes of North America, odds are you got some snowfall recently. Snow is beautiful, even peaceful to watch it come down, but at its worst, it can also be hazardous. But it's more than that. Snowfall is also a reminder of good news. Isaiah 1:18. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they are red as crimson, they shall be like wool. The blood of Jesus Christ washes away sins and presents us white as snow. So next time you see snow start to fall, pause and reflect. In Christ, you have been made white as snow. You'll see Jesus more clearly through daily time in God's Word. Visit GetAnchor.com.
As the leading advocate for the Christian financial industry, Kingdom Advisors serves the public by promoting the integration of a biblical worldview across every aspect of the financial services industry. And we serve a growing network of thousands of Christian financial professionals, equipping and empowering them to carry biblical financial wisdom to their clients, peers, and community. For more information, visit KingdomAdvisors.com. That's KingdomAdvisors.com.
Sandy Rios 24/7. It's not a morning show, it's an all-day show, fueled by the wit and wisdom of Sandy Rios.
If you have a smartphone, I think you should download the AFR app.
Sandy Rios 24/7 is on the podcast page at AFR.net.
I have, you know, so many listeners from the radio show who are now listening to the podcast.
Sandy Rios 24/7.
You live my prayers all the time.
Sandy Rios 24/7 on the podcast page at AFR.net.
We're grateful for support from Guidestone, whose diversified suite of investment solutions align with Christian values to create positive change in the world. More information is available at GuidestoneFunds.com. Investing involves risk, including potential loss of principal. Carefully consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of Guidestone Funds before investing. They're distributed by Foresight Funds Distributors, LLC, which is not an advisory affiliate, a registered investment advisor, nor do they provide investment advice.
We are grateful for support from Timothy Plan. Are you unsure if your investments align with your values? Well, for nearly three decades, the goal of the Timothy Plan has been to guide clients on a biblically responsible journey with its mutual funds and ETFs. More information is available at timothyplan.com. Investing includes risk, including possible loss of principal. Before investing, carefully consider funds, investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses contained in the prospectus available at timothyplan.com. Read carefully before investing. Mutual funds distributed by Timothy Partners LTD and ETFs distributed by Foresight Fund Services LLC.
God owns it all. We're stewards of his resources, which makes money a tool to accomplish his purposes. Hi, I'm Rob West. This is Faith and Finance on American Family Radio, looking at our financial decisions through the lens of a biblical worldview. That means going to the source, God's Word, to draw our principles and thoughts related to handling his money. You know, often money management can seem overwhelming, complicated, perhaps unending in the number of decisions that we need to make, and that can lead to indecision and perhaps even frustration. You know, when we simplify money management down to just five things, the money we live on, the money we give, the money we owe for debt and for taxes, and then the money we grow, it does make things obviously simpler, but we also recognize that God's Word speaks to each of those. And when we apply the principles that we see in God's Word, like living within our means and giving generously because it breaks the grip of money over our lives and
the fact that borrowing always mortgages the future. And so we need to be careful when we're borrowing, that we want to pay our taxes with thanksgiving because it's symptomatic of provision. And we want to grow God's money prudently, but we also want to do it wisely before the Lord, asking the question, how much is enough? And when we wrestle through these things and apply biblical wisdom, counteracting the messages of this world, well, it's at that point that we can make decisions that are God-honoring, keep ourselves free from the love of money, which is the root of all evil, the Bible tells us, and pursue God, ultimately seeking first His kingdom and then having all these things added. That really is our aim here on this program. We want to help you do that with the very practical decisions and choices you're making. So give us a call. Tell us what you're thinking about. Let's talk about it together. Also, if you have a testimony, perhaps you've been applying these principles, not from me, but from God's Word for a long time, and you've seen the fruit of that, we'd love to hear about it. All right, to Cleveland, Ohio, WH, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
How you doing, Rob?
I'm well, sir.
Okay. Yeah, I thought I seen an ad in the mail where it was talking about I could pay my debt off in about I could apply for a $20,000 loan at the price of a for 6.99%. So I called about it, and next thing I know that they were signing me up to for the loan, but that's what I wanted. But they explained later on, after I've been through all of the red tape, that I had signed up, and then they were going to negotiate the debt. And he probably wouldn't understand that you've been saying that we should pay our debts, and that's what the Bible teaches also. Yeah. So this is what I wanted to do, but he's talking about negotiating, and he's saying that it's so high that I probably couldn't do the debt snowball good enough to get it paid off in the time that they could get it paid off for me.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate that background, WH. Let's talk about it for a moment. First of all, what you're probably referring to is debt settlement, where they go in, they ask you to stop making the payments, your account falls into arrears and into collections, and in doing so, they then approach the company that issued the debt, the lender, and try to negotiate a reduced payoff, a debt settlement. Well, the problem with that is it's going to trash your credit in the meantime. Secondly, there's a lot of fraud and manipulation involved in many of these strategies, and you described one of them. They presented it as one thing, and after you went through the process, and in some cases even pay some money, only to find out that you're not taking out a new loan, which I would have discouraged you from doing anyway, but that wasn't it at all. All of a sudden you find out they're putting you into a debt settlement program, which was not what was explained to you initially. Therein lies the problem. There's a lot of fraud and deception in this particular industry. It doesn't mean there's not any reputable companies, but they're few and far between. So for that reason, I would stay away from anyone trying to get a settlement by encouraging you to stop paying your debts on time. Now, you probably do have high interest rates if this is credit card debt. Is that, in fact, what debt you have?
Yes, that's a fact. Yes.
Okay. And what's the balance across however many cards you have, roughly?
It's probably about $24,000.
Okay. All right. Well, and have you stopped adding to those credit cards, WH?
Yeah, I was getting ready to add them up, but the ad was so attractive, so yeah. I called, and next thing I know, that he was saying that it was still more attractive because I thought that I was just gonna have a $20,000 to pay everything off. Or I don't know exactly what I needed because I hadn't added everything up yet.
Yeah.
So
Well, I don't like the idea of paying this off with new debt anyway. That's often called debt consolidation, where you'd get a new loan, rolling the debts together, hopefully at a lower interest rate. The problem with that is often we're treating the symptom and not the problem. The problem is overspending, and the symptom is the debt. When you transfer that debt to a lower interest consolidation loan, oftentimes, even though the interest rate is lower, you're going to have a longer payback period, which means you may pay as much or even more interest over the life of the loan as you are currently. But secondly, if we don't treat the problem, which is overspending, then you're going to call me 6 months from now and say, Rob, now I have a $24,000 consolidation loan at 699. And guess what? The credit card debt's back. And I don't want that for you. So here's the way I would go, WH. I like debt management. It's basically where you're sliding into existing programs. There's not any negotiation. Each of your creditors has a reduced interest rate available if you go into a, what's called a credit counseling program through a nonprofit credit counseling agency. We work with Christian credit counselors here at Faith and Finance. We've worked with them for years. They're godly people. They've worked with hundreds and hundreds of our listeners to help them get out of debt on average 80% faster. And the way they can do that is there's going to be a lower interest rate with each of these accounts once you enter the program, and you're going to have a level monthly payment. So as that balance comes down, which it will much quicker at a reduced interest rate, the payment is not going to change. So now you begin snowballing that debt. And the combination of those two things working together will allow you to pay this off in full, honor your debts, but do it much quicker with a lot less interest paid. So I think that's your next step as far as I'm concerned. I would visit with our friends at ChristianCreditCounselors.org and let them get you at least explore what it would look like for you to get on a debt management program. Okay.
Now, if I do that, how would that look when I'm paid off?
In terms of your credit report?
Yes, if I need to do credit at that particular time.
It wouldn't look bad at all. The fact that you're in a debt management program is not a part of the credit scoring formula. The only thing that could cause your score to decline slightly is that each of these cards will be closed when they enter the program. So that's just going to pull them out of your credit history. But the fact that you're in credit counseling, that in and of itself is not a part of the credit scoring algorithm. So I wouldn't worry about getting new credit at this point, even though it's not going to have a major impact on you. The key for you is to get out of debt and stay there. But when you get out of debt and you're ready for a loan that makes sense down the road, you won't have any trouble getting it. So head to ChristianCreditCounselors.org, WH, and let me know how it goes. We'll look forward to hearing back from you. This is Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. We'll be right back.
The loss of a child through abortion, miscarriage, or stillbirth affects the emotional health of families. Feelings of anger, sadness, and regret can be overwhelming. There is hope and healing in the aftermath of a reproductive loss. Call the International Helpline at 866-482-LIFE to talk with someone who has been where you are and healed to help others. Your call is confidential. 866-482-LIFE.
What if your everyday purchases could support biblical causes? With the all-new Cash Rewards Visa card from Christian Community Credit Union, a portion of every purchase goes to ministries that spread the gospel, combat human trafficking, and protect vulnerable children. Plus, earn unlimited 1.5% cash back. Visit joinchristiancommunity.com. Membership eligibility required. Each account is insured up to $250,000. This institution is not federally insured.
AFR programming is now available on Alexa.
You're joking, right?
Nope, not joking.
Seriously?
Yep, this is not a drill.
Wait a minute, no way.
There's a way, the Alexa way. So if you just happen to miss your favorite shows, no worries. You can now listen to each podcast with Alexa. It's simple and it's free. Just visit afr.net/apps and click Alexa. We're not joking.
We are grateful for support from Sound Mind Investing in the Faith and Finance program. If you have money in a retirement account or just a general investing account, you know the stock market can sometimes seem like a roller coaster. But it is possible to enjoy both profit and peace of mind in investing, no matter what's happening in the market. You can see a short video webinar on that topic at soundmindinvesting.org. Since 1990, Sound Mind Investing has sought to offer financial wisdom for living well. Soundmindinvesting.org.
Rob West of Faith and Finance. I'd like to take a moment to ask you to consider investing in the ministry that you know as American Family Association. One way you can support AFA's efforts is through your estate planning. You can shore up permanent income for your retirement years while supporting the culture-transforming work of the American Family Association. Call 800-326-4543, extension 345, or visit afafoundation.net.
Because of my past health history, finding affordable health care was nearly impossible. But then I found CHM, where costs are not adjusted based on medical history. Christian Healthcare Ministries even provides the freedom to choose my own providers. And the best part? CHM members pray for me. Too good to be true? It's not. I'm a proud member of Christian Healthcare Ministries, and if you think it could be right for you, learn more at chministries.org/faithfi.
Delighted to have you with us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West. Hey, if you haven't checked out the FaithFi app, you can do that on our website, faithfi.com. Just click app or head to your app store and search for Faith, F-I. The FaithFi app will help you set up that spending plan that you need for 2024 to track God's money, make sure that it's going where you intended it to, so you can ultimately have that margin, that cushion at the end of the month that's going to be key to funding those longer-term goals and objectives, whether that's saving your emergency fund, paying down debt, giving more generously. I would submit you really can't do that effectively without a spending plan, and we've made it quick and easy for you to do that. So head to the website, faithfi.com. Just click app, and you'll be off to the races. To Indiana we go. Hi, Keith. How can I help you?
Hello. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So my question is that I know you normally say only 5% in precious metals, but in comparing to the last couple of years, if I'd done like 50% in stock and 50% in precious metals, I would have came out ahead. And I wanted to see what your opinion was on that. We give a lot to, we give over 20% to faith-based charities where you have a full, in case we need an emergency fund, we have that all funded and everything, and we're completely debt-free. So I just wanted to hear your opinion on that.
Yeah, very good. I love the fact that you're giving generously. I'm thrilled to hear that you're debt-free. Tell me a little bit about your current stock portfolio. Kind of what do you have right now in the way of retirement assets, and how is that money allocated in terms of stocks and bonds?
So I was in pretty much with my 401k, I was in pretty much 100% in stocks. And over the last year, my 401k has really crashed over the last couple of years. And so I'm about at $120,000 left in the 401k. And I was looking to put that into a IRA that I could do precious metals with.
Okay. Yeah, very good. I mean, the challenge is that, if you look historically, it just doesn't do as well. And, shorter period of time, you could prove that theory wrong. But I'm just talking over the long haul. There's a couple of things that work against the precious metals. First of all, I like owning the precious metals, in particular gold. The reason, though, I wouldn't overweight in them, and you're right, I would say, a forever allocation at 5% in physical gold makes sense to me, and then dialing that all the way up to 10%, perhaps that second 5% using maybe one of the tracking ETFs where you don't have to take possession of it makes sense. Because it's uncorrelated, so you've got, it helps you to be properly diversified. It is that fear trade that will do well if things, get very difficult. But when you just look historically at the performance of gold, it doesn't match that of a properly diversified stock and bond portfolio, and it has more volatility. The other issue with gold is you've got the, premium on the buy and the sell, you've got to store it, and it doesn't generate any income, which stocks and bonds can. If we just take the return, though, over the shorter period, think about this. So gold was at $2,070 an ounce in August of 2020, And we're not even back to that level today. I mean, it's at 2,034, the spot price today. So we're still below where we were 3 years ago. So, you know, I think, and again, that's a very short period of time, so I wouldn't base my whole case on that. But I'm just saying, you know, when you look over, you know, a longer period of time, yes, there's a case to have it, but I don't think you can make the case that you should overweight there for the reasons that I mentioned. But give me your thoughts on that.
So my thoughts were, you know, my at 2020, my stocks were up at, you know, 135,000. So if I would have bought partially precious metals, I would have stayed pretty close. But because of the stock market, you know, the crashing and everything with the changes that have happened, I've lost quite a bit. So that's what I was thinking. It would have at least been stable versus I wouldn't have made a lot of money, but I would have at least been stable in the sense that I didn't lose a lot.
Yeah.
So that was my thought.
And sure. No, and I can certainly appreciate that, Keith. I guess the only thing I would say is, you know, just at the end of 2023, we hit an all-time high on the S&P 500. You know, it's never been higher in the ever. So, you know, it's always going to come down to, sure, you know, stocks can ebb and flow. No, the question is always what stocks, right? Or what bonds? Are we in short duration bonds or long duration bonds? Are we in tech or are we in, you know, healthcare, you know, when it comes to stocks? And that's why we need to be properly diversified. But if you just take the 500 largest companies in the U.S., the S&P 500, you know, we've never been higher than we were, you know, just a month ago. So I think, you know, all that to say, that's why we diversify and we say, okay, you know, perhaps we hire an advisor to manage the stock portion of the portfolio. And, you know, that doesn't mean they're always going to get it right either. They may be in a sector of the market that's not performing as well as another. Clearly, although the breadth of the rally was stronger and wider at the end of last year until the last couple of months of 2023, it was still fairly narrow. You know, the Magnificent Seven, you know, tech giants, you know, were the ones that were driving a lot of that performance. And I realize that's a fairly narrow swath of the overall stock market, if you will, but it did expand, you know, in the strength and the rally at the end of the year. So what do you do with all of that? Well, I guess, you know, what I would say is, let's make sure you're getting wise counsel. Let's have a really thoughtful and disciplined approach to the investments, not looking at short-term moves, but taking a long time horizon. Because if we're in a properly diversified portfolio with, you know, somebody who can manage it and we're looking over decades, because remember, even once you reach retirement, if the Lord tarries and you're in good health, you need that money to last, let's say, 30 plus years. So you still are able to take that long-term perspective, even though, you know, you're transitioning into a retirement season of life. So what do you do with that? Well, at the end of the day, you're the steward and need to make that call. What I would say is, let's get wise counsel, have a rules-based approach to investing. Don't jump in and out based on the movements on a short-term basis, and let's be properly allocated stocks, bonds, and precious metals. So that would be my best advice to you, my friend. But take that, pray about it, and you make that call. We appreciate you being on the program. We'll be right back.
We're grateful for support from Movement Mortgage, who provides residential home loans in all 50 states. Guided by a mission to love and value people and a goal to redefine the mortgage process, Movement seeks to help others achieve their financial goals. You can find out more at movement.com/faith. Movement Mortgage LLC supports Equal Housing Opportunity, NMLS number 39179. For licensing information, please visit nmlsconsumeraccess.org.
Wall Builders is dedicated to revealing the truth behind America's founding. Here's Tim Barton, president of Wall Builders.
Our goal here at Wall Builders is to present America's forgotten history and heroes, emphasizing the religious, moral, and constitutional heritage and foundation of our nation. Today, so few people recognize what has made this nation really the most successful, prosperous nation in the history of the world. It's a biblical foundation.
Listen to Wall Builders Live, Sunday mornings at 11:30 Central on American Family Radio.
We are grateful for support from Eventide Investments on the Faith and Finance program.
Eventide's approach to values-based investing is grounded in the belief that humankind was created in the image of God, with intrinsic dignity, value, and worth. Eventide calls this investing that makes the world rejoice. More information is available at eventideinvestments.com. That's eventideinvestments.com.
What's most important to you when it comes to choosing your financial advisor? Someone who's aligned with your biblical values? How about someone who will take the time to explain your options? Certified Kingdom Advisors are professionals who meet high standards in competence and integrity and have been trained to offer biblical financial advice. To find a Certified Kingdom Advisor in your area, visit faithfi.com and click Find a CKA.
So for God to speak is for God to engage in self-revelation. We only know God because God has condescended to speak to us.
The God Who Speaks is a 90-minute documentary that answers many of the common objections about the Bible's reliability. The film equips believers to confidently base their lives on the power of God's Word. It's available at streaming.afa.net.
Are you struggling to fit your faith into your practice as a Christian financial advisor? The Certified Kingdom Advisor designation teaches you a step-by-step process to confidently deliver advice that aligns with Christian values. Discover the skills you need to help your clients make a kingdom impact. Get started today by enrolling in the CKA educational program at kingdomadvisors.com/getcertified. That's kingdomadvisors.com/getcertified.
This is American Family Radio, a listener-supported ministry of the American Family Association.
Great to have you with us today on Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West. Our team is not here today, so let me just remind you not to call in, but I will also remind you that we have some great questions that we lined up in advance, so you're not going to want to miss today's broadcast. Let's go to Chicago. Hi, Helen. How can I help you?
Hi. Actually, this question is about my daughter. My husband and I, we're actually pretty financially set. We've always, through the years, we're in our 60s. But we've never done a Roth, anything with Roth, because it just, our income was too high. So my daughter asked me a question. She's 30, and her income is getting about a 150, 160, and she already gives to a 401k at her work. I believe it's a Roth. But the question she asked me was, should I open up a Roth IRA, but my income's getting too high, so why open that? I mean, she's a little bit financially savvy, but I really didn't know how to answer that. And also, I told her about financial planning because my husband and I do Kingdom Advisor in Ron Blue Company.
Great.
But she just said, that's too much money. And then I don't want online. So I guess this is a two-pronged question because they don't want to spend that, but they don't want to do the online. But it does cost. So anyway, just your advice.
Yeah, well, I certainly appreciate that, Helen. And, you know, I think starting with the retirement contributions, first of all, you know, where an advisor could come in is helping her just understand what is her ultimate savings target or goal, really helping her kind of plan for the future and plot out the current trajectory she's on if she were to just max out her Roth 401k and where she would end up in retirement, just running some assumptions, but also putting that alongside the other goals and objectives she has, maybe buying a home or giving more generously or whatever that is, so that she can establish a financial finish line. And it's hard, you know, to do that on your own. You certainly can, but it's also, I think, helpful to have some wise counsel and then some accountability along the way. Somebody who's meeting with you a couple of times a year, like you all do with your Ron Blue advisor, just to say, hey, how are we doing? And remember, we said this was important. So, you know, we're off track there. You know, what is it going to take for us to get back on track? And, you know, those kinds of things just to challenge your thinking a little bit, I think, is always helpful. In terms of other savings vehicles besides a 401k, assuming she is, in fact, maxing that out, because she can put in, you know, quite a bit of money. I mean, this year you can put in up to $23,000 in your 401k. So that would allow you to do, you know, quite a bit of savings. Beyond that, I do like the IRA. And as you said, there are income limits. For this year, it's going to be $161,000 for a single tax filer. And so if she's under that, she'd be able to put in up to $7,000 there as well and have that tax-free growth. There is also something called a backdoor IRA, and this is where an advisor could be really helpful. And essentially what it is for these people who make too much money to make a Roth IRA contribution. The backdoor Roth IRA essentially lets you, and this is absolutely legal, it's part of the IRS tax code, it allows you to make a non-deductible traditional IRA contribution, which, because you have high income, you don't get to take the deduction, but that's okay. So you're putting in after-tax money, you're above the income limit, but then you can turn around and convert it to a Roth IRA. And that doesn't have any tax consequences. And then from that point forward, it grows tax-free, just like in an IRA, a Roth IRA contribution. What if you made it directly in? You'd want to probably use an advisor because you want to make sure you do it properly. But there are ways to put money into a Roth, even if you're beyond those income limits. And that would be another perfect example of why an advisor is helpful, because he or she would be able to introduce these ideas along the way. Now, I realize she's saying it's a lot of money, and it is, but, you know, we think about getting wise counsel and paying for things that involve a significant part of our lives. I mean, it's why we pay an attorney to do a will, because we want it done properly. It's why we pay somebody to perform surgery if we need a surgery, you know, in the hospital. And I think for the same reason, being a wise steward of God's money, somebody who's skilled in money management and planning, financial planning, who also understands the heart of God and biblical wisdom, can provide an invaluable service to her that will, you know, she'll enjoy the dividends of throughout the rest of her life, even though there is a cost to it. So anyway, I've thrown a lot at you there, Helen. Give me your thoughts.
Yeah, I told her that. I think what it is, it's, you know, she doesn't have her retirement balance probably is under 100K. You know, she just kind of came out of grad school. She's been working. So, you know, I mean, I just to help her to know, I mean, for her at this stage of her life, a Kingdom advisor, like finding the right fit. Like my husband and I, we're at a different, our assets are much higher. We own a house. So, because somebody told me that if people at, for those who have under 100,000, they'll take anybody. They're probably not that good. I know that sounds like a strange thing to say, but
No, I totally understand that. One of the things we're doing, it's not out yet, it'll be out later this year, is we're actually going to completely overhaul our Find a CKA webpage, and you'll actually be able to put in what are the assets under management that you have and what are your financial, you know, what are your needs, and you'll be matched with an advisor. Well, you'll get a list of CKAs that are most suited to your stage of life and income and assets. And there are some wonderful advisors. In fact, one of the new trends in financial services, which would be very well suited for her, is a subscription-based model where you pay a monthly subscription. You know, a lot of these Gen Y, you know, folks are used to paying for media subscriptions and other things. Well, you can get a subscription to a certified financial planner who, you know, will charge you on that basis. Also, the other thing I would mention is Ron Blue Trust, which actually just changed their name to Blue Trust. They have a division called Everyday Steward. And it's a division of the firm for people in the stage of life that would be more consistent with your daughter. And, you know, they work on more of an hourly basis to help you create a financial plan. And it's not driven on the normal assets under management model that you might be, you know, in on the normal trust side. So you may want to encourage her to look at the Everyday Steward division of Ron Blue Trust.
Okay, just one last thing, because it's sort of, she even mentioned it, I have heard this, you know, when you're dealing with somebody who doesn't have, I mean, I trust the Kingdom advisor, certified Kingdom advisor, but when they're underneath under 100,000, when they don't have much, they're going to try to push more to make commissions and fees. You know, I mean, to push products because they just, you know, you don't have the assets. So
yeah. But again, that's where you've got to have the right advisor with the right business model. And so if you're going with somebody whose only way of being compensated by taking on a smaller account is through commissions, then perhaps you're not with the right advisor. And there are plenty of them out there now that will just do the straight planning based on a fee or an hourly charge. And there's no commissions, there's no assets under management charge, nothing. And you literally just pay them for their time on an hourly rate to put together a financial plan. And then there's even those that offer a subscription model. So I think you need to do just a bit more digging, because I hear what you're saying, and I think there is some truth to what you're saying, but there's a whole segment of the financial services landscape that it sounds like you're not familiar with that really could be a great fit for her, including Everyday Steward at Blue Trust. Thanks for your call, Helen. Back with much more right around the corner.
This is Frank Gaffney, host of Securing America, a program dedicated to protecting the country we love against all enemies, foreign and domestic, to the glory of God and His kingdom. Each weeknight at 11 p.m. Eastern Time, we provide insights and recommendations about the most important challenges facing our nation from her most thoughtful experts and patriots. Join me to learn how you can help in securing America right here at 11 p.m. Eastern Time.
Hello, I'm Sam Rohr, president of the American Pastors Network, a growing national network of pastors committed to the authority of Scripture and preaching the whole counsel of God. We believe biblical obedience is the foundation for revival, and impacting our culture for Christ is our duty. For too long, the pulpits of America have been silent on the important issues such as marriage and family and assault on our liberty. Join us in the battle for truth on Stand in the Gap weekend, Sunday evenings at 6 p.m. on American Family Radio, and visit us at AmericanPastorsNetwork.org.
Have you downloaded the FaithFi app yet? You need to do that today, because this is going to make your life easier. Yes, you can manage your money through the in-app envelope feature, but also plan out future goals. I want to buy a house in 5 years, and I'm on track to do that. Here's also what I like. You can connect with people around the country. It's like social media, but better. Ask a question, get an answer, and share what you're learning about money and investing. So why don't you grab your phone right now and download the FaithFi app?
We are grateful for support from Sound Mind Investing in the Faith and Finance program. For more than 30 years, they've been helping Christians reach their financial goals with step-by-step guidance for investors at every stage, from those just getting started to those getting ready for retirement. Through scriptural principles and practical suggestions, SMI offers financial wisdom for living well. More information, including the short video webinar on profit and peace of mind, no matter what's happening in the market, is available at soundmindinvesting.org.
Great to have you with us today on Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West. We're taking your calls and questions today. Let's head right back to the phones to Tennessee. Hi, Summer. How can I help?
Hey, so it's crazy that I have this question, but I have a daughter, and she is 2, and I don't know. I just started thinking the other day about one day her getting married, if that's what the Lord allows, and you know, it's crazy that I'm here in this stage of my life, but here we are, and I feel like I should start, my husband and I, we should start planning to save for that or for college, and I don't know which one to start with or the best way to go about that.
Yeah, that's great. Well, I'm so delighted to hear that you're thinking about that. Now, you guys haven't already picked out the little guy, have you?
Well, you know what? There is someone in mind, but okay. We're not going to push it on her. It's just fun to talk about now, but
that's fun.
We'll let her decide.
That's great. I love it. Well, I was just kidding, but that's so fun. You know, I think this is great. The first thing you can do is, I mean, apart from, you know, just you all over, throughout the years, and, you know, I would probably start when she's 3 or 4, beginning to talk about the fact that God created and owns everything and that we get to be as money managers, and eventually talking about give, save, spend, and, you know, just, you know, the value of hard work and all of these things. Obviously, what you all model and teach her and talk about are going to be critical. But in terms of just the financial preparation for that summer, a couple of thoughts. Number one is, you know, the best thing you can do for her financially is to make sure that your financial house is in order, you and your husband. So yeah, I would make sure that you all are giving at the level you feel like God has called you to, and make sure that you all are saving diligently for the long term, for retirement, you know, at an appropriate level. And I would, you know, then, you know, assuming all of those things are in place, now we can start thinking about saving for other things like, you know, college and weddings. But I would agree that you all starting sooner rather than later is a great idea. I mean, it's kind of like the idea of retirement savings. If we, you know, start putting away money in our 20s, you know, we don't need anywhere near as much through the power of compounding to get to our ultimate goal in retirement than in our 30s or our 40s or certainly not our 50s. And so the sooner you guys start, the better, because as we know, weddings are expensive. College is really expensive. And so, you know, you all being thoughtful about that now, assuming the rest of your financial house is in order, makes a lot of sense. Now, how would you do that? Well, I would recommend you do that in an account that's in the name of you and your husband, not in a custodial account. The only reason is if it's in a custodial account, then it becomes her asset at the age of majority, which is typically 18. So if she's not spiritually or financially mature enough at that point to take all this money, then you want to be able to control the time in which she gets it. And so that's why we keep it out of the custodial account. So what I'd probably do if you want it, you know, not earmarked for college, is just open a custodial account at, let's say, Charles Schwab or, you know, Fidelity, a joint account in the name of you and your husband, and then just start, you know, systematically contributing to that. Maybe you could set up an automatic transfer out of every paycheck right into that account. And then you could either use one of the robo advisors like the Schwab Intelligent Portfolios, where it just automatically puts it in index funds and just captures the broad moves of the market over the next 16 plus years. Or you could use one of the faith-based investing mutual funds and make sure that it's aligned with your values. But in either case, a systematic contribution would be great. And then you're doing what's called dollar cost averaging, so that no matter where the market is, up, down, sideways, you're constantly just reinvesting the same amount. And then you'd be sitting on obviously a substantial nest egg down the road. Now, if you wanted to earmark a portion of it specifically for college, I would use the 529 education savings plan, because that's going to allow you to put in after-tax dollars, but it's going to grow tax-free, which, you know, could give you a lot of upside that's not taxable over the next 16 years. The difference, though, is that it has to be used for qualified educational expenses, or when you take it out, you're going to pay taxes and penalties on it. The only thing, though, that you can do with that is you could convert it to a Roth IRA for her, and then she'd have access to it much further down the road. So that's a new thing that has come out as of late. So let me just stop there and get your questions.
No, that's all really good. I'm just trying to process everything. Yeah. Thankfully, my husband is really good with finances, and we are saving and giving to church and all the things that you said we are doing, but I feel like I would be the one to think about, oh, we need to save for her wedding, because, you know, being the girl, it's on my mind because I went through with my parents and know the stress of it when you don't have money for a wedding. And so he's good with everything else. So I just wanted to call you to get your advice.
Yeah, so here's what I would do for that is, you know, the starting point might be for you just to have some fun coming up with a budget for that. So, you know, you've obviously been through it yourself. You could look at what the averages are, and you could land on, okay, if the wedding was today, here's how much we would want to have available to give to her for that purpose, and whatever that number is. And then you could get online and just run an inflation calculator on it. There's a million of them that are all free, and just say, okay, what is the equivalent of that amount in 16 years just based on 3 or 4% inflation. And then you'd come up with a goal for that. And then you could also go to savingforcollege.com and run the same kinds of calculations for college, and they will tell you what number you need to be using depending on whether you want her to be able to go to a private school or an in-state public school. And you could kind of, you and your husband, wrestle through that and at least come up with a total that's your goal for what you would want to be able to have saved for the wedding plus college. And whatever that number is, it's probably going to be bigger than you imagined it would be, but whatever it is, you can back into using an investment calculator online, again, free. How much would we need to put away every month with, let's say, a 7% growth rate in order to achieve that ultimate desired goal for both the wedding and college? And then you'd have your number. Now, it may be a number that you all can't swing, and that's okay because, you know, she's going to maybe get scholarships and grants and, you know, all kinds of other options, you know, out there for you all to consider. But at least you'd have a number that you're shooting for, and then you could kind of back into a monthly amount you would need to put away.
Right. Okay. Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
You are so welcome. Hey, all the best to you and your little one and your husband. We appreciate you calling today. God bless you. Let's go to Michigan. Dan.
Thank you very much for your ministry, Rob.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
My wife and I have a very credible investment broker. We're really pleased with him. However, from time to time, like a lot of other people, I will look online and just kind of listen to, especially this time of the year with a new year that we're in, people in terms of like what are their thoughts on the new year. I listen to once in a while to Dave Ramsey, Warren Buffett once in a while. However, having said that, it's fairly common. In fact, I have on the screen right now something where somebody will predict. In fact, I'm reading it right now. U.S. economist predicts 2024 will bring biggest crash of our lifetime. You see those kind of things from time to time, Rob. And I guess my question is, who are a couple, two or three folks that you would really pay attention to when you see something like that online? Is this just advertising stuff that I should just pay no attention to, or when is there some things there that a person ought to take a serious listen to?
Yeah, it's a great question, Dan, and I wouldn't minimize that at all. I think you're right. I do think you need to be on your guard about things you read online and things you get in your email and see on social media, because a lot of that, and I'm not saying there's not any truth to any of that, but a lot of that is just to get you to click or get you to subscribe or get your attention, get you to take some action. You asked who are some names. Well, two of them appear on this program each week. Every Friday, Jerry Boyer joins us. Jerry is a world-class economist. Helped to, even though they didn't take all of his advice, he helped to advise the Bush White House frequently, and is a frequent contributor I'm thinking of CNBC and Fox Business, but also in a lot of publications. He is a voice of reason that I think could be really helpful. Another one is the one that we have here on Mondays. Bob Dahl is a Wall Street veteran, a committed Christ follower, and just somebody who really is wise and astute to these issues. Another one that we don't feature here, but I would just throw out his name, is Brian Westbury of First Trust, another believer who's just really thoughtful about his analysis of the markets and the economy. So I would just throw out those three. There's obviously a lot more, but those are three that trusted voices that I would throw out. In terms of, you know, should you be concerned? Obviously, we've got a lot of headwinds coming at us, notably just demographics and the shrinking population, not to mention rising debt levels and gridlock on Washington and just a whole host of issues. We're still the largest economy in the world. I wouldn't bet against the U.S. economy, and most notably because, ultimately we need to look to the Lord and place our trust in Him. So I would continue to follow wise biblical principles of living on less than you earn, investing prudently and on a diversified basis, but I wouldn't get caught up in the fear-mongering that we see online so often. So hopefully that helps you, my friend. We appreciate you checking in with us. It was a great question. Thanks for being along with us today. I'm Rob West, and on behalf of my team today, producer Devin Patrick, call screener Robert Youngblood, and researcher Jim Henry, I'm Rob West. This has been Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. We're so grateful for our partnership with AFR, bringing you biblical wisdom as it relates to financial decision-making. Have a great day, and if you want to check out our website, go to faithfi.com. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.